One of the hottest contested seats in the United States Senate will be in Ohio this November, that's for sure. Sherrod Brown, about as unpopular as it comes, the current senator from the state of Ohio, Sherrod Brown, very unpopular. Ohio is no longer really a swing state. Donald Trump carried it by 8 points last time around. He'll carry it by 8 points or more this time around. But the Democrats put in $2.7 million to get Bernie Moreno the victory. They did. And he won. He was also endorsed by Donald Trump. And here's what he had to say about being a Hispanic man running for the U.S. Senate seat in Ohio before the election. This was yesterday. I want you to hear this because it's very telling about how he gets covered compared to the Democrats. Listen.
I would be the first South American-born senator, first Hispanic elected statewide. If I were running as a Democrat, oh my God, the headlines would be Hispanic immigrant Bernie Moreno, a compelling life story, sacrifices everything to save America. Instead, because I'm a conservative that supports President Trump, I'm a Trump-backed MAGA extremist. This is a narrative issue. And what we are is we're the party of the future. We're the party that's going to rebuild the middle class in this country. And what this movement represents is that that's who we are. We are not the party of the elites and big business. Ironically, the Democrats are the party of discrimination. They don't just fight for businesses. They fight for big business, big government, big corporations, big tech, big academia. We're the party of the working class. We're the party that's going to make certain that my father-in-law's life can be replicated. Goes to high school, goes to work at U.S. Steel, which, by the way, also bloodbath that happened in the steel industry. And now that company's almost gone. That's what we're about. We're the future of the party. Democrats are scared to death because we're going to win the Hispanic vote. And we're going to make enormous inroads in the black community, which is a huge threat to the Democrat Party. I would be the first South American-born senator.
First South American-born senator, Hispanic. He's from Colombia originally. And he is going to, you know, Democrats, I can see where they've played these games in the past, and it's done them wonders. This time around, it will not. They've already got these ads. He's too conservative for Ohio. Look, Ohio's a red state now. It's not a swing state anymore. Iowa's not a swing state. Florida's not a swing state. North Carolina is not a swing state anymore. They've been able to get their voting done properly. And I think Bernie Moreno has a very good chance of winning that Senate seat over Sherrod Brown at this point. Now, something you guys have been asking me about, where's this wrap-up smear conversation? So back by popular demand is Nancy Pelosi explaining the wrap-up smear to reporters, the game that they play. You tell a lie, and it gets reported. And then a few weeks or months down the line, maybe even years later, you repeat that lie and say, well, the New York Times talked about it. MSNBC talked about it. So therefore, the lie being reported justifies the lie that justifies the next lie. Here it is by popular demand, Nancy Pelosi.
You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
You merchandise the smear. You merchandise the lie. You reference merchandise, the smear, the lie, because the lie becomes real because it was reported on. It's a tactic. A dishonest tactic of politicians. I think you should hear it one more time because I think it's valuable. And you guys, I got all these emails. A bunch of emails. Hey, could you find that? Where is that? I want to see that again. I want to hear her say that again. All right, here she is. Say it again, Nancy.
You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear. And then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic. And it's self-evident.
And it's self-evident. So you lie. Then you reference the line, you repeat the line, so on and so forth. Speaking of smear merchants, Elon Musk calling out Don Lemon. See, Don Lemon got booted, basically, from all support on X. He said, Elon Musk said, you can go get your own audience. You can be here. I'm just not going to help you anymore. I'm not going to do what I do with people like Tucker Carlson or anybody else. Don, go earn your own audience. And it happened after this interview, and I've been taking clips of it the last couple of days. And I think it's pretty clear why Don Lemon got dumped. Here's Elon Musk calling him out for wanting censorship. Listen.
We don't agree on this.
Yes, you want censorship and I don't.
No, I don't want censorship at
yes,
all.
You do.
No, I want responsibility. I think there.
You desperately want censorship.
No, if I want a censorship.
You want censorship so bad you can taste it.
No, that's not true. It's not true. I think that there's right and wrong.
And I think that
when you have a platform that's as big as yours and as powerful as yours and as influential as yours, and you are a person of consequence to the world with what you do, that there is a certain responsibility that goes along with what you have on your platform and what you put out to the world. And I think that's important. You don't see that responsibility.
I think we have a responsibility to adhere to the law. And if people want the law changed, they should talk to their elected representative and get the law changed, and then we will adhere to the law.
Okay.
But if you want us to go beyond the law, that is us deciding to be censors.
So,
and I'm against censorship. I'm in favor of freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And freedom of speech only is relevant when people you don't like say things you don't like. Otherwise, it has no meaning.
Exactly right. When people you don't like say things you don't like, that's when the First Amendment works. Don Lemon doesn't get that. He's oblivious to that. Had a couple of people just send me emails saying, what did you say about $200 off at My Patriot Supply? Well, like I said, we're all getting the sense we're being lied to all the time. Maybe it's called the wrap-up smear like Nancy Pelosi was just talking about. But we are getting lied to. Suspicious events are unfolding everywhere. I mean, do you think the southern border is by accident? And even worse, it's hard to believe what anyone has to say about most of it. We all know the mainstream media has its own agenda. That's why you need to trust your gut and take action right now. It's time to prepare. Get started at my website, all right? Preparewithgruber.com. Go take a look. Great picture of me there, by the way. Preparewithgruber.com. Load up on 3-month emergency food kits packed with ready hour foods from My Patriot Supply. You will save $200 per kit. Serving over 3 million families since 2008, My Patriot Supply is equipped to help yours achieve self-reliance. These kits provide over 2,000 calories a day sealed inside heavy-duty packaging. They can last up to 25 years in storage. Go to preparewithgruber.com. Stock up on as many kits as you need from My Patriot Supply. They ship fast and free and arrive in unmarked boxes because I've ordered them. That's how they show up. Order by 3 o'clock and your order will ship that same day, today. Save $200 per kit at preparewithgruber.com. It's a limited-time offer, my friends, and a great offer. Preparewithgruber.com. You'll be glad you did. All right. So, I mean, don't get caught. Don't get caught saying, gosh, I wish I'd listened to Gruber. Don't do that. Preparewithgruber.com. Still coming. Dr. Ben Tapper will be here talking about our good health. I'll be right back. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Online betting can be fun.
It's
kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh, no. Turn around. Start paddling.
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.